Portland City Commissioner, told the deputized officers immediately. By Hannah Blow on October 3, 2020. Portland City Commissioner Joanne Hardesty demanded that deputized officers be pulled from Portland immediately after U.S. authorities rejected Mayor Ted Wheeler's D. request to remove their deputization. As the details over the 56 deputized PPB officers continue to unfold, I want to be clear where I stand. Under no conditions should these deputized officers be out on Portland streets or responding to protests, Hardesty said in a statement on Thursday following the news of authorities rejecting the mayor's request. Until the deputation is rescinded, I'm asking my colleagues to join me in demanding the police commissioner and police chief pull the deputized officers immediately. She continued, calling deputization of officers a clear attempt by the federal government to take over our local police force, circumvent DA Schmidt's protest arrest policy, and threaten everyone's right to free speech and assembly. I am appalled that our request for mutual aid support was used to undermine local governance of police, and that those who made this decision are not around to deal with the repercussions Portlanders are now grappling with, she said, failing to mention the reality of the violent protests ravaging the city for over 120 days. I will not stand for deputized officers on our streets. We must act now, she added. On Wednesday, U.S. Attorney Billy Williams formally rejected Wheeler's request to revoke the deputization of officers, a decision that occurred last month in preparation for a possible clash between Black Lives Matter and Antifa demonstrators and right-wing groups. As OPB reported, Oregon Governor Kate Brown declared a state of emergency ahead of a September 26 far-right rally in Portland, and placed law enforcement under a unified command consisting of the Oregon State Police and Multnomah County Sheriff's Office. As part of that preparation, the U.S. Marshals Service federally deputized 22 sheriff's deputies and 56 members of the Portland Police Bureau's Rapid Response Team. The federal deputation supports frontline law enforcement officers and their families in a way that they have not seen from City Hall, Williams said in a statement. Portlanders and Oregonians in general are sick of the boarded up and dangerous conditions prevalent in downtown Portland due to a lack of leadership, he added. Hardesty has remained a sharp critic of local police and made waves over the summer after telling Marie Claire that she believed Portland police were starting the fires themselves to justify attacking community members. I am old enough to remember that during the civil rights movement, the police had provocateurs intentionally added to the group to do disruptive stuff, she told the magazine. I have no doubt in my mind, I believe with all my heart, that that is what Portland police are doing, she continued. I believe Portland police is lying about the damage, or starting the fires themselves, so that they have justification for attacking community members, Hardesty added.